You're listening to SBS News.
Two gunshots were heard as former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was giving a speech in Western Japan's Nara region. A local man in his 40s has been detained as a suspect in the shooting. Mr. Abe was giving a speech ahead of Sunday's upper house elections before gunshots reportedly left him bleeding from the neck. Mr. Abe was initially responsive to emergency services, but reports said he went into cardiac arrest when he reached the hospital. Witnesses described to Japanese state broadcaster NHK the moment they saw Mr. Abe fall following the second gunshot, around 11:30 a.m. Japan time.
He was making his speech and from behind a man approached, and we were watching from above. And the first shot was just like a bazooka, like toy-like gun. And nobody collapsed. He was still. And nothing happened. But with the second shot, we could see gunpowder and we could see the smoke coming out. It was the same gun, yes. And after the first shot, he kind of went back. And with the second shot, Mr. Abe collapsed.
In the immediate aftermath, Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary, Hirozaku Matsuno, spoke out to condemn the attack and says the government will hold a meeting with relevant ministers to discuss appropriate responses.
For whatever reason, this kind of barbaric act is not acceptable, and we firmly condemn it. It will take all possible measures to deal with this issue.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken also expressed his condolences following the incident.
Our thoughts, our prayers are with him, with his family, with the people of Japan. This is a very, very sad moment.
Meanwhile, many residents were shaken by the news.
I am shocked. He worked very hard as a Prime Minister for a long time. I am very shocked.
Shinzo Abe took office in 2006 as Japan's youngest Prime Minister since World War II, serving as Prime Minister for a second time when he was elected in 2012. Central to his agenda was to revise Japan's US-drafted constitution.
Kabuto! Kabuto!
That's the sound of Mr. Abe cheering Let's Go Tokyo when first elected as Prime Minister in 2006. But the former Prime Minister wasn't immune to scandal during his leadership. In 2007, a scandal-tainted minister in Mr. Abe's cabinet committed suicide, compounding already existing problems for the Japanese leader, whose support had slumped to its lowest level since he took office. Voters were mostly angry over mismanagement of pension premiums that could have shortchanged retirees, but also criticised Mr. Abe for protecting Agriculture Minister Toshikatsu Matsuoka, who was under fire for a series of political funding scandals.
I will resign from my post of Prime Minister tomorrow.
Mr. Abe's shock resignation in 2007 sent his conservative ruling party scrambling to find a new leader who could revive public support. They eventually landed on Yasuo Fukuda. When Mr. Abe received a second chance to rule the country 5 years later, he faced the challenge of bolstering a sagging economy while managing strained ties with China. A breakthrough for the former leader was holding formal talks for the first time with Chinese President Xi Jinping in November of 2014, which aimed to improve broken ties between the two Asian powers caused by a long-standing territorial battle. Mr. Abe also met former US President Donald Trump after Mr. Trump's 2016 election victory. Mr. Trump cited concerns over Japan acquiring nuclear arms, causing Mr. Abe to become nervous about any strain in the bilateral relationship. Despite further scandal throughout his leadership, Mr. Abe was re-elected in 2018, putting him on track to become Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister.
We have won 5 elections in the past to give us the mandate to allow us to provide a stable economic foundation that has allowed everyone to find a decent job. And I have been able to return Japan to a strong presence in the foreign policy field.
Rebuilding the global free market and trade soon became a key focus for Mr. Abe, which he showcased as chairman of the G20 in 2019. Mr. Abe was also keen to use the summit to boost his poll ratings ahead of an upper house election later that year.
Defeatism about Japan is now defeated. Now, later this year in June, in Osaka, Japan, we will be hosting this year's G20 summit. Let us make it a chance to regain optimism for the future.
As the United States and China were embroiled in a trade war, Mr. Abe called for common ground during the closing of the International Forum. His most recent work was focusing on keeping Japan safe from COVID-19. Mr. Abe played a role in postponing the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics and declared a nationwide state of emergency to try and force people to stay at home and cease business operations. Shinzo Abe was 67. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.